talking about Def Leppard earlier on, but Def Leppard, it's a personal thing because I adore Def Leppard. They're probably my favourite rock bands ever in the world, next to AC/DC. But you were saying that they all sing.
Yeah, the band, yeah, it's a kind of the Ringo thing. They all say they're better singers than Joe, yeah. Which of course he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe's a bit of a shouter, isn't he, really, in a lot of ways?
He's a rock singer, yeah.
Well, do please tell the wardrobe story.
The wardrobe? Yeah, okay. No, we'd been asked to do... We were doing an album, and the label turned up and said, we need a bonus track for the Christmas Greatest Hits album, and, you know, we'd love you, what have you got? We had nothing on the new album that sounded like the old stuff, so I went through the catalogue and found this song. I said, that's the song. That is the song. Great, but it's a demo. I said, well, we need it in 10 days. It's like, well, this is Def Leppard. We've done an album that took 3.5 years. So they said, look, you have to do it in 10 days, you know, if you can do it. And it had a string arrangement that had to be recorded as well. So we're in LA and we're in the guitarist's house. And can I tell this story? Anyway, so the guitarist.
You said Joe's upstairs.
Yeah, the guitarist is going through a divorce. So his wife is there and they'd row and stuff. And we were downstairs recording this album. So I said, right, we'll do the track downstairs. We'll work on we had the drum parts and stuff programmed. But Joe, you can go into the walk-in wardrobe in the master bedroom, and it's fine, it's okay, it's not that big. Mike, a little ADAT, it was all done on ADAT at the time, and I'll give you a stereo mix every day, and you've got 6 tracks, and just do a bunch of takes of the vocal. Next morning, I'll go through it all, pick all the best bits, so you can do the next bit. Spend 5 days doing the vocals, it'll be great. So we did that, and about 3 days in, Joe comes, he's got up to do his vocals, he comes and goes, "Fuck, it's all different." And the ex-wife had taken all her clothes away, so this wardrobe was now... And anyway, we did get it done, and it's still their third biggest song. So.